we should have the best motivation, which is the supreme good heart of bodhicitta. A great compassionate mind wishing to attain enlightenment in order to help or benefit all living beings without exception. This should be our intention, our motivation. Okay. Now, in Venerable Geshe-la's oral teachings and in his books, he has given us many methods for developing this supreme good heart, including a special breathing meditation that is included in the appendices of the new meditation handbook in Venerable Geshe's book, this one, the new meditation handbook. Meditations to make our life happy and meaningful. This special breathing meditation is in Appendix 3. So I'm going to read this now, and you can listen. I'm also listening, okay? Because now we understand the great benefits of listening to Dharma. Okay, so we're going to learn. Venerable Geshe is going to teach us how to use our breath, our breathing, to develop bodhicitta. Extraordinary. A special breathing meditation. Generally, the purpose of breathing meditation is to calm the mind and reduce distractions before engaging in practical meditation, such as any of the 21 meditations described in this book. Okay, meaning the meditations on Lam Rim. So we know, mainly we use breathing meditation, for example, focusing on the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. We use this meditation as a preliminary meditation in order to pacify mental busyness and distraction before engaging in practical meditations on Lam Rim. A simple breathing meditation, such as the one explained on pages 11 through 14, will help us to do this. But the meditation explained here also performs many other functions. Okay, so it's a special breathing meditation. It performs many other functions. It helps us to improve our motivation, develop a good heart and a controlled mind, and increase our energy for Dharma practice. Very interesting. So it improves our motivation, we develop a good heart, a controlled mind, it increases our energy for Dharma practice. So if we have more joyful effort in our Dharma practice, this indicates that we have a strong wish to practice, which indicates our faith is growing. Wonderful. It is also a special method for ripening our Buddha seeds. Okay, the seeds of a Buddha's body, speech, and mind that already exist within us, within our continuum. It is a special method for ripening our Buddha seeds, our potential to attain the actual body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. And it is a special method for preparing us for highest Yoga Tantra meditation. For example, meditation on Vajra recitation. You can read about this in Venerable Geshe's book, Tantra Grounds and Paths. Okay? So many special things. We're doing this breathing meditation, of course, it will pacify our distractions, but many other special functions, including preparing us for successful meditation on highest yoga tantra. In this meditation, we combine our breathing with the recitation of the mantra Om Ah Hung, which is called the mantra of all Buddhas. Om Ah Hung, the mantra of all Buddhas. Now, you know, if we didn't have this instruction, someone said, I'm going to tell you the mantra of all Buddhas, because there are so many Buddhas, we might think that's going to be a very long mantra. But in reality, very brief, Om Ah Hung, so powerful. So Geshe-la says there are many different mantras, but they are all contained within these three letters. So we know many different mantras. For example, Buddha Shakyamuni's mantra, Tara's mantra, Avalokiteshvara's mantra. Tomorrow in the empowerment, we'll receive the transmission of Dorje Shugden's mantras. Like, there's so many mantras, but they are all included, okay, within these. All these different mantras included or contained within these three letters, Om Ha Hung. All Buddhas are contained within three groups. Okay, all Buddhas are contained within three groups. Vajra body, Vajra speech, and Vajra mind. The mantra of Vajra body is Om. The mantra of Vajra speech is Ah. And the mantra of Vajra mind is Hung. Therefore, if we recite these three letters with faith, we will receive the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of all Buddhas. Because all Buddhas are contained in those three groups, Vajra body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind. Okay? Om Ah Hung. If we recite the mantra of all Buddhas with faith, we receive the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of all Buddhas. So we know blessings have the power to transform our mind. Venerable Geshe-la says, from a negative state to a positive state, from an unpeaceful state to a peaceful state, from a state of weakness to a state of strength. When we receive powerful special blessings, these have the power to transform our mind into spiritual realizations. And as we'll see, we're requesting blessings because we want to purify our body, speech, and mind so we can accomplish the body, speech, and mind of an enlightened being. This is our bodhicitta wish. So now Venerable Geshe-la explains, a Buddha is someone who is completely free from all faults and limitations, and who has developed all good qualities to perfection. Okay, so a Buddha is someone who is completely free from all faults and limitations. No delusions, mistaken appearance, nothing, no faults, no limitations at all. And who has developed all good qualities to perfection, such as wisdom and compassion. Therefore, a Buddha possesses special qualities of body, speech, and mind that are not possessed by ordinary beings. When we recite this mantra, we should have deep faith in these qualities and generate a strong wish to develop them ourselves. Okay, so what follows is Venerable Gaucho giving an explanation of the special qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Okay, so when we recite this mantra, Om Ah Hung, we should have deep faith in the qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind, uncommon special qualities, okay? And generate a strong wish to develop them ourselves. So what do you think? If we ourselves are thinking, how wonderful if I attained the good qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. If our wish is motivated, if our intention is to benefit all living beings, and we are wishing to attain the good qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind, this is our supreme good heart, our bodhicitta. You know, when I read this paragraph, it reminded me of the bodhicitta motivation, or sorry, the bodhicitta meditation that's in Joyful Path as commentary to Essence of Good Fortune. And in there, Venerable Geshe-la says, I think it's so beautiful, so I just want to share it. And there, Geshe-la says, we think, what will it be like when I become enlightened? I will possess every good quality, and I will be completely free from all faults, all sufferings, and every kind of hindrance. I will have perfect ability to help all other living beings. My emanations will be as numerous as living beings, and I will use them for the benefit of all. Just, and this is so beautiful, just as there is one moon shining in the sky, whose reflections fill all the lakes and waters of the world. When I become enlightened, my emanations will cover and protect all living beings.